His praise.
God,
bless the earth.
Just stand and give glory to God.
His praise resounds beyond the stars and echoes in our hearts. The greatest one of all. Lift up our eyes.
Ceases to exist. Mm-hmm. But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible doesn't, in fact, when we die, or when anybody dies, the Bible doesn't say they cease to exist. Mm-hmm. Well, what is it? What is death all about? If we're dead in our sins, then what is life? Mm. We're alive to God, we're alive to Christ. Mm-hmm. What did he mean by life then? All right, let me show you. So this always bothered me. Okay? Mm-hmm. You're reading in the Bible, you're reading in Genesis, right? And God tells Adam and Eve, says, now the fruit of the tree is in the middle of the garden, don't eat that fruit. Mm-hmm. Because on the day that you eat that fruit,
you shall surely
die.
Mm-hmm. You shall die.
So, I read on, and Eve eats the fruit. Mm-hmm. Adam eats the fruit. Mm-hmm. And they're alive. Mm-hmm. In fact, they go ahead and have kids. I'm going, what's going on here? God said on the day they eat of it, they shall surely die. Adam lived for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm not getting this. Like you said, for decades, I didn't get it. Uh-huh. And then I finally got it. Okay?
And that's spiritually.
When one of us dies, all right, what do we say about it? What's some of the other, we don't actually say they're dead. We say other words, don't we? We say
they've gone
on. What else?
To be with the Lord, they passed.
They passed away. They go. What else? They're gone. They're passed away.
Kick the bucket.
Okay.
Yeah.
They bought the farm. All right. We use a lot of these phrases, don't we?
Yeah.
We say, he's no longer with us.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He's departed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The dearly departed. Uh-huh. Right? What do these terms have in common? A lot of these terms have in common the fact that they're here with us, but they're no longer here with us. They have separated mm-hmm. from us. Mm-hmm. They're no longer with us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what we use to talk about death, right?
Yeah.
So we look at death from our point of view, right? We've got this person here, and this person leaves us.
Yeah.
Right? This person goes over here someplace and is no longer with us.
Physically.
Okay? Mm-hmm. You got that? That's our perception of what life and death is. Life is, you're here with us.
Yeah.
Right? Death is, you're gone away. Uh-huh. That's our perspective on death and life. Mm-hmm. But guess what? God isn't quite like us. Mm-hmm. He has his own perspective, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Right? What's his perspective on life and death? God's perspective on life and death is very similar. You want to, let me use this for God. Uh-huh. Triangle for God.
Almighty.
The Trinity. Uh-huh. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Okay. Yeah. God's view is, Adam, you're here with me. Mm-hmm. You're here with me.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. But Adam, on the day you eat of that fruit that you shouldn't eat, you're going to die. What does that mean?
You're separated.
It means Adam separated himself, right? Mm-hmm. He's no longer connected with God. Mm-hmm. He is dead in his sin. Mm-hmm. To use a New Testament phrase. Mm-hmm. Well, what does dead mean?
Separated from God.
Right? We think, before we get righteous, mm-hmm. get sanctified, if you will, mm-hmm. before we learn God's ways, mm-hmm. his thoughts, mm-hmm. we think our thoughts. And we think if someone's dead, they leave us, right? Mm-hmm. But when we get God's point of view, we realize, no. And they leave God, they're dead. Mm-hmm. You see. We got a bunch of dead folks walking around the earth.
Yes.
You talking about zombies? Yeah. The living dead?
Yeah.
We got the living dead walking around, don't we?
Some of them act that way too.
Really? Wait a minute. You know, those zombie things are all real popular right now. But, you know, hey, you're all zombies, folks. If you're not, we're them.
Mm-hmm.
if you're not with him. Okay? So how can God die? Well, God can't no longer be with God.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he becomes incarnate.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he takes on flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he is born into this world as a man. Okay? Now, even being born into this world, okay, even being incarnate, he's still connected to God.
Yeah.
All right? He is still connected, even though he's down here on earth, he's still connected with God, just like Adam was still connected with God until he ate the fruit. But what happened when Jesus died?
He took on all
the
sins.
He
got on him. He separated himself.
He lost a connection. Actually,
yeah.
This isn't really true right here. It's part of that. He lost his connection with the Father.
Yep.
Okay? He lost his connection with the Father. He said, on the cross, he said, "My God, God, why have you forsaken me?"
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was Monty had said it in Hebrew. You know, Eli, Eli, how about something in the back of the Bible, whatever it is. I don't know those words. But he says, you know, hey, it's not here anymore.
Yeah.
It's not here anymore. I'm dead. I died. Okay? So, Jesus died, it says he went to where?
Yeah.
Where everybody goes that dies without God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. Where everybody goes without God.
Mm-hmm.
He went there because he died because he was without God.
That's right.
Okay, he was without the Father, okay? Mm-hmm. Put it that way because now he's the Son, right?
Yeah.
And later he rose by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So he was separated from the Father. Okay? I don't want to get too technical here, Lawrence, with it. So then he rose again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he rose again, what happened?
Reunited.
When he rose from death, what happened?
He was reunited.
He was the first fruits.
Yeah.
He was the first person to be separated from God and then to be reattached.
Yes.
He was our first fruits.
Yeah.
I remember talking about first fruits.
He made all that legal.
He was the first fruit. And so he led the way for all the rest of us.
Amen.
All the rest of us to be reconnected to the Father.
Amen.
But he was the first.
Yes.
He was the first to be disconnected from the Father and then reconnected to the Father. Mm-hmm. Resurrected. That's how the Bible says. Resurrected. I mean, he wasn't just resurrected body. Okay? We think of his body being resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's how we think. But he was also resurrected. Reconnected with God.
Mm-hmm.
He came back to life. Life here. He came back to life.
Yeah.
He was dead, but now he's back to life.
Uh-huh.
So eternal life is never ever going to be disconnected from the Father.
Mm.
Again, never ever. Always going to have that connection. Always going to be there. Yeah, that makes sense?
Yep.
You follow that? So if you think in terms of death as being cease to exist, you're right. God cannot cease to exist.
You can't.
You're right. That doesn't work. But you got to look at life and death the way the Father looks at life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, it says in Isaiah, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But, that was the Old Testament.
Yes, he's given us his
in the New Testament, life. But now we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
And we can look at things from that viewpoint.
Amen.
We can look at things from God's viewpoint. Okay? I don't have much time over it. I see that glare. That glare is there.
Yeah, I couldn't see it.
Rearrange this.
You have to remind that clock. A liar.
I had a problem this week during this farm thing. A guy put a slip on me.
Talking about selling your daddy's farm?
Yeah, selling my daddy's farm.
Your daddy's farm is what you
My mean. Dad's farm, yeah. I'd like to. So anyway, he pulled a slick one on me, but I caught it. I saw it.
Well, good.
And I had the opportunity to go back and not let him do it. I struggle with that. Jesus says someone comes up and slaps you in the face, which you're supposed to do. Someone comes up and takes your coat, which you're supposed to do.
Somebody's doing wrong.
Someone makes you want to go a mile, right? Mm-hmm. What do?
Go with them too.
And so I had a struggle with that, you know. And I thought, you know, I could fix this guy's wagon. You know, he's acting out of greed. He's thinking, how can I rig this thing around where I get what I want when I have to pay for it? Mm-hmm. You know. And I'm going, do I stand up? Make this guy learn his lesson. He can't do that to me. Mm-hmm. You know? Or does Jesus show me a different way? And I couldn't have peace about it. The only way I can get peace about it is to look at the situation from God's perspective. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look at it from His perspective. When Jesus gave people gifts of the Holy Spirit, did He give them to them because they earned them? Mm-hmm. Because they were good people? In Deuteronomy, I was going to talk to you about 2 Peter, the first chapter today. So it says here, 1 Peter, that's the 2 Peter 1:4, it says, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. Well, this is what God showed me to. This is Deuteronomy 9:4-7. And this is Moses talking to the children of Israel, okay, as they're about to go into the promised land. He's about to die. Okay? So He's giving them the second law, Deuteronomy, second law. So he says to the people of Israel, he says, don't speak in your heart, after that the Lord thy God hath cast them out before thee, talking about the Canaanites, okay? Mm-hmm. After God cast out the Canaanites before you, saying, for my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to possess the land. Mm-hmm. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord does drive them out before you. It's not because of your righteousness, it's because of their wickedness. Mm-hmm. Not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart, do you go in to possess their land. Mm-hmm. You're not getting the land because you're so good. You're getting it, he says, but for the wickedness of these nations, the Lord thy God does drive them out before thee, that He may perform the word which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Mm-hmm. I'm just standing by my word. I promised your ancestors. It goes on. It says, understand, therefore, that the Lord thy God gives you not this good land to possess it for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember and forget not how you provoked the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. From the day that you did depart out of the land of Egypt until you came to this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. Mm-hmm. The whole day, from the time you left Egypt, 40 years later, to the day you've been rebellious. And you're not getting this because you deserve it. Mm-hmm. You're getting this because I made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'm not going to go back on my promise.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, when we get gifts of the Spirit, don't think it's because we're sinless. We're so good. Right? Mm-hmm. When you lay hands on someone to heal them, it's not because of your great faith. I couldn't heal them on my faith. Alright? Mm-hmm. I heal them because of God's faith.
I don't believe in my faith, I believe in God's faith. God loves people so much, he heals them using imperfect instruments, even sinful instruments, because he wants to get them healed so badly. Well, time's up. I'm going to stop there. We'll pick up there another time. But anyway, I do want to go over that. So let's see. Who wants to pray for us this morning? Anybody? Are you going to pray for us?
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for this food. Bless this night tonight. Lord, we love you and we desire you with all our heart and soul and mind. You are the great I am, you're the Prince of Peace, you're the joy of each one of us. Yes. And our heart's desire is to know you like we've never known you before. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.